you be seated, beloved. We'll turn for a moment or two to the scriptures of truth. Those of us that were together last night will remember we were thinking on the great theme of the body. I said then that we would turn to the major references in the scriptures. We did not include them all, and here is one, though I referred to it, to which we did not turn. 1 Corinthians 11. You know, it's a wonderful thing when a man stands up and delivers to you what he receives from God. And no man has a right to be on his feet or sitting down, however way he may prefer to do it, unless he's got something to deliver which he has received from God. He has no right to think he has any ministry at all. You will find that Paul took this line often just to check this up. I have to be so careful, I get flooded with so much when I get on my feet that often I can't keep on my theme. And in 1 Corinthians 15 you will find he says the same thing. Verse 3, I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. So before he delivered this in 1 Corinthians 11, he delivered 1 Corinthians 15, or the great gospel. Alright? You have to deliver what you receive. If you dare to stand up and say what you've learned from men, merely from men, you will be bringing people into men's kinds of salvation and men's kinds of religion. But if you give what you've got from God, hallelujah, you'll bring people into God. Amen. And this is the tremendous thing. 1 Corinthians 11. I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh condemnation, judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. If we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged, and so on. All right, just a moment. I want to say this, beloved. Have you discerned the Lord's body? And have you discerned that only the Lord's body may partake of the bread and the blood? It isn't for people called communicants or something like that. It is only the Lord's body. The Lord's body has to be discerned. And when you discern the Lord's body in this, you don't discern the Lord's body in bread and in wine particularly. You discern it in flesh and blood. Here is the tremendous thing. And you're to be in a state of no judgment everybody's to examine himself in this. Specifically said, nobody's to examine whether another should do this. Everybody has to examine himself. Now, when we come and we discern the Lord's body in this, and that we're doing it in remembrance of him, hallelujah, he says that when we do it in remembrance of him, we show forth his death. This is the thing that he wants showing forth. He wants us to exhibit it one to another, his death. For when that death is set forth among us, beloved, and revealed one to another through what we do, that if I take that bread and drink that wine, you weren't observing me. Of course you weren't. You were doing it in remembrance of him. But in the spirit, I was setting forth this death to you. I was doing it in remembrance of Jesus. Now, if you'd seen this death right, and if you discern this body right, this is what should have happened to you. Verse 30, you should have become strong and healthy and wide awake, opposite to what it says there. That's right. Strong, healthy, wide awake. There's health for us all here this morning. Yeah, you can have it. Brother, sister, do you discern the Lord's body? You see this gargantuan task we have, beloved. We set forth this great death of Jesus, because when Jesus hung on that cross, A, he took all our sins away. He destroyed the old man, the old Adam. He bore all our sicknesses. By his stripes we're healed. How about that? Glory. We set forth this death. If this was only done, you see, all the gifts of the Spirit in this realm of healing would be for the outsider. Well, the insiders get it when they come together. Yeah. You've got it then, haven't you? You're strong. If you'd been getting a bit, you know, a bit weak and a bit sickened and a bit sleepy. But this word sleep really means death, you know, when it says Lazarus sleepeth. This is why people have premature death, because they don't discern the Lord's body. People do die before their time, even though they say, oh, but I'm God's child. Yeah, but you see, it's knowing the will of God for you. Hallelujah. And so now, you don't ask me when your time is. I don't know about that. You see, there's no judging one another. It's for each one. I mean, I might die tomorrow. So what? He died before his time. How do you know? You can't tell that. Here's the tremendous thing, beloved. To die is far better. Don't want to stop down here. Paul said that. It's far better to go. It's a no tremendous loss. The whole thing about it, beloved, is that we're to discern this body. You do discern it, don't you? No, I want to discern it. Hallelujah. I want to see you strong. Healthy. Not only just in body, physical body, but in the spiritual body. Want to see you healthy in all the great things of God, not sickly, supine views about this and that and ideas about something else. Oh, glory, but being wafted along in the great fullness of God. This is the thing that he wants for us all, beloved. We're to examine ourselves, and we're to eat this bread, and we're to drink this cup. Jesus asked us to. He knew if we'd only do these things, beloved, we should bring health and strength and vitality, real life, and wide awakeness to one another. You know, it's not this person, oh, I've got to go along to service this morning and come out more dead than you went in. So. That's not the idea, beloved. Praise God. We're here in this tremendous thing. And the wonder about it is, I want to make one other reference. And that is in the Colossian letter. Excuse me. In the Colossian letter, chapter 2, this other reference to the body, where we're told in verse... Oh, let's... Where shall we read from? Oh, there's so much in this glorious chapter, isn't there? Now, let's start at verse 8. Now, you're to beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. See where philosophy is linked with vain deceit and mere men's traditions. After the elements or rudiments of the world, not after Christ. All man's philosophy is based on worldly elements, not after Christ. Take that right deeply into your heart. Praise God. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are filled up in him. That's your one. That's your word. You are filled up in him. Oh, glory. Are you? Filled right up in him, are you? Praise God. Which is the head of all principality and authority, in whom also you are circumcised. Now, this is what you are. I don't know whether you ever thought this about yourself. You're being told the truth now. This isn't a vain deceit or a philosophy of men. In him you are circumcised, with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. And this is how it took place. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you're risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. That's the end of that. Having forgiven you all trespasses, every single one of them, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled or stripped off principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. Praise God, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from whom all the body, by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, excuse me, increaseth with the increase of God. The other thing I want to say to you then, beloved, is this. That everyone in the body of Christ, now this is where the figure of the human body loses its analogy. Every single member of the body of Christ has a direct hold to the head. See, that joint of my finger clings to the other joint, and that clings to that, and that clings to that, and that clings to this, and this clings to that, and that clings to that, and that clings to that, and that clings to that. Do you see that? That's how it all happens. But this isn't so with us. Now, this is the independence that God has given us of all man-made priesthoods. And all man-made intermediaries. We all are directly connected with the head. Amen. That's why we can all hear what God's hearing and can all speak with his tongue, you see. That's right, we're directly connected with the head. This is it. Oh, this is the truth of it. This is the great revelation. This is why we can all do it. I don't have to get, or need to get revelation through you. I get it direct from the head. And you'll do me best if all you do is speak what the head says. Then I'll get something. You don't have to say, well, now, Martin Luther says so-and-so. Or, no, praise God for what Martin Luther said. Do you see? Or what John Wesley said. Well, I'm always quoting Wesley. But the tremendousness about this, beloved, is the glory of being directly connected with the head. You see, that little toe of mine has to wait a long time for what's in here to get down to there. But you see, if I had a little toe stuck on here, yeah, well, it may be funny, but it's right, and you're to see it. You're to see it. Amen. Directly connected with the head. And this is the trouble. People start going on and get into men's philosophies, ordinances, do's about holy days and feast days and fast days, and I don't know what days, and traditions, and I don't know what. They start getting into them when they personally cease to hold the head. And they say, oh, well, our priest says so, or our vicar said so, or our what's-her-name said so, whatever you want to call a chap like me, for instance. You don't have to worry about things like that. If you're in direct contact with the head, that's your privilege. You've got that, have you? You're to hold the head. Jesus, glory. It's right. First-hand intimacy and adoration and perfect love and reception from Amen. All right, now. You've discerned this body, have you? Yes. Now, you then can him from him this morning can have direct healing. You can have direct ministry right from the head. Do you see this? This is the privilege of the church. Direct access to God. There's not a veil between. There's not a member between. You hold the blessed head. You got that? What a privilege. Ooh, we all ought to get up and go trooping up together to New Jerusalem. In New Jerusalem. Lord, glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. Are you there then? Well, what do you need this morning? I need assurance. All right, go directly to the head. Say, oh, I go to the Bible for my assurance. Well, I don't. I don't need it. See, don't you ever need it? No. Neither should you if you're in a healthy state. That you're holding the head. Hallelujah. You're there. Praise God. Oh, well, I need... Well, what do you need? Well, come on, brother. Come on, sister. It's all here. It's all here. Jesus is here. Marvelous, isn't it? And you just hold him. Say, Lord, glory. Yeah. You just hold him. It's done me good to hold the head this morning. I feel like a new man. Well, I am a new man, you see. That's right. That's how you should feel, not like an old man. You should feel like a new man. Glory. You believe God. And he ministers directly into you. Yes. Yeah. All right, I think I'm going to finish. But have you discerned the body? I've discerned the body. I've discerned that I'm in it. And I'm not just somewhere in it. I'm directly next to the head. I'm holding him. That's the point. Amen. And I'm receiving from him. That's where the revelation comes. That's where the prophecies come from. That's where the tongues and interpretations come from. That's where the discernment comes from. That's where all the ministry comes from. Directly holding the head. Amen.
Now that's a marvelous thing.
Therefore, you all have a ministry.
Yes. Therefore, you all have a function. Isn't it blessed? All right, now you ought to go on and use it, minister it, and the Lord bless you.